For many, there's no more special day than the day you bring home your special bundle of joy. Now imagine you pull back that baby blanket to find a full-grown man, fully diapered, sucking on a binky ball gag, asking if he can call you mommy.
Goo-goo gaga.
Today, we're digging into the world of diapers and the adults who love them. We'll dig into how adults role play being babies and how they put the lovers in diaper lovers. We'll also take a look inside the mind of an adult baby to try to understand what draws them to the diaper lifestyle. We'll cover all this with many more messy tidbits along the way. That's what you're in for today on Impolite Society.
I just detest rude, unladylike young ladies.
I hope you don't mind me being a tad rude.
I myself am strange and unusual.
Don't be rude.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
Shocking, isn't it?
It's a scandal,
but it's provocative.
Please stop making me blush.
Welcome to Impolite Society, the podcast that pulls back those little sticky tabs and opens up the diaper to dig into the mess on the topics you can't discuss in polite company. I'm Rachel.
And I am professional at those diaper tabs, Laura.
And we are going to get into it today because, like so many of my topics lately, this all started from a late night TikTok because, as we talked about, I have a little baby, so I'm up in the middle of the night at odd hours and I'm scrolling and I just see the weirdest shit at night, and it prompts so many of these topics, including today's. And I really want to credit this creator. Her name is Anna Rudiger.
Rudiger.
Who knows if that's her real name, but that's the name that she has on TikTok. Because, girl, you fucking got me. She got me good. I first saw this video, and she's talking about the baby community. She's like, I used to be a part of the baby community. I was so brainwashed. They had me believing I couldn't walk, and I was riding around in a stroller.
What all the of this fuck? Stuff.
I'm intrigued. So naturally, I click the little thing at the top that says, what is the baby community? And I'm going down this rabbit hole of related searches on TikTok to find what the hell the baby community is. And I'm only getting these vague videos. What the hell is it going on? Is this sugar babies? Is this like adult babies? What's happening? It took me two tries. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I just gave up and was like, oh, we'll move on with my life. But when I was trying to do the research for this, I pulled it up again and I went down the same rabbit hole. And eventually I realized she's talking about being an actual baby. It's a fucking joke. So the original video was her pretending to be a baby, making fun of how babies throw. And then people were pretending to be offended. And she was like, guys, I was a part of the baby community. You know? And I think everybody who's in that community, they need to grow up. It took me way too long to figure out that this was a joke. And I looked like a goddamn idiot because I thought I had this scoop and I had just uncovered this new thing and there wasn't a lot of research on it. And I was going to be like, Impolite Society, finger on the pulse. We got this. No, it was a joke that just...
We've all been babies. That's the joke. We're part of the baby community, yeah, so we can make fun of babies.
I couldn't walk. I had to be carried everywhere. It was so embarrassing. I thought they really had got her, the babies. So there we go. That's it. That's the end of the episode. No, I'm kidding. Because even though she wasn't talking about adult babies, I want to fucking research it anyway. So that's what I did. And I wrote an 8-page manifesto about adult babies. So what is an adult baby? It's also known as paraphilic infantilism. Basically, somebody with infantilism likes to dress and act like a baby and is generally sexually aroused by the act. The behaviors of somebody in this paraphilia will include things like wearing childish clothes, wearing or using diapers, cuddling with stuffed animals, drinking from a bottle, sucking on a pacifier. And if they're participating or playing with somebody else, that can engage in gentle and nurturing experiences, baby talk, or here's a big twist, BDSM power dynamics involving masochism, coercion, punishment, or humiliation.
Okay, yeah. Couple of thoughts. Childish clothing. I mean, I like a little sundress. Does that count? Diapers?
No, they're talking about onesies with snaps on the crotch. Oh, and no pants.
No pants. Diapers, no, I'm going to do a hard no on that one. Cuddling with stuffed animals. Who doesn't like a good stuffed animal cuddle? Drinking from a bottle or sucking on a pacifier. Now, I don't drink from a bottle or suck on a pacifier, but I have this little thing, this Juul vape. I call it my binky. Like, I'm trying not to judge. I'm trying to be open-minded is where I'm
well, I appreciate it. And I really want you to hold on to that for as long as possible because it needs a bit of grace. I need a bit of grace.
All right, I'm going to put it on my grace hat, and I'm going to try to defend the paraphilic infants through this.
You could just call them adult babies, diaper lovers. Slash, as I learned through fan fiction. Slash. Ooh,
adult babies slash diaper lovers.
Yes. And so that's the kind of the play of being a baby. Those are going to be the adult babies. The diaper lovers and the adult babies to some extent will fall into more of like the diaper fetishism, which can be a separate but related kink where people get a lot of pleasure from wearing those diapers. But it doesn't necessarily mean you have to pretend you're a baby. You can just also really be down with diapers.
That's an interesting twist.
Have you ever thought of diapers as being sexy before?
Not in a million years. I've changed so many of them. No, there's nothing sexy about it. It is mostly annoying and a little bit of gross. The gross doesn't really even get me anymore. It's more the annoyance as they try to like kill themselves off the diaper
bite
table.
Their way off of you.
Roll.
And that way, it's almost probably better to change an adult. They at least understand to some
extent. At least they're into it.
They're like, ooh, a diaper change. Yes, please. And my toddler's like running away from me.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck this shit.
So sign me up for an adult diaper change. But that's just a component of it, right? Because when it comes to being a big old baby, how you partake in it's up to you. Some people live as babies all the time. I watched a YouTube video, an interview with this woman who says she's a baby 24/7. How does she function in the world? I don't know. It just was a 10-minute video. But she literally sleeps in a crib, does the baby thing.
Does she have someone to take care of her, or is this on her
own
time?
No, she's on her own. She's on her own. Oh, and then another video that I watched of a guy, he's only a baby in his spare time. So he's a baby when he wakes up in the morning, and he's a baby after work, but he goes to work to pay the bills, and he's not a baby at work.
Well, good for him, I guess. You know, he's stepping up when he needs to.
I think some of it's like, she just comes across as like very effeminate and like girly and perky, like as her baby character, so maybe it's easier for her to get away with that than a man walking in and being like,
I am a very sexy baby.
Right? So maybe that's the difference. That's, you know, women's privilege there.
Yeah, call back to one of my favorite 30 Rock episodes of all time where sexy baby talk is skewered in the episode and it's fucking fantastic.
Love 30 Rock. Oh, but if you really want to commit, right, whether you're going to do a couple hours a day or go full in, be a baby around the clock, it's actually not that different than bringing home a real baby because you are going to need a lot of stuff, right? The shopping list.
Super sized. You can't find this as Baby R Us. This has to be adult sized.
Well, you can find it plenty of places. But the diapers are just the beginning because that's the thing that a lot of the centers around, diapers. Adult babies and diaper lovers, they love diapers. That's in the name, right? It's right there. And there are many places online where you can purchase adult diapers, including the first ever adult baby store that opened in Chicago in 2007 called Tykeable. I didn't realize so much demand was out there. I thought when I started this, I was going to get like your Depends in the Walgreens store aisle. But no, there's unlimited ways and places for you to buy adult diapers that look like baby diapers, but big.
And I think that's an important distinction because the adult diapers are the pull-on kind. They're basically like adult pull-ups where they go down and they come up. But baby diapers it's like a flat that folds up with tabs. You don't find those in Walgreens for adults because they assume you have
the ability to do that.
The ability
Nobody's
to pull up.
Changing it for you.
Exactly. Or if they are, you're doing it enough so that you can step into it. Also, I'm going to put an objection into the word tykeable. I don't know why, but there's something about it that puts me the wrong way. Maybe I'm thinking like fuckable, like, and I'm just going to say I'm objecting to that word, tykeable.
But not only do they sell diapers, but they also sell all the other equipment that an adult baby might need. It's not just the diapers, but it's onesies, pajamas, toys, binkies, and even 7-foot cradles for those adult babies who dream about being babies in their dreams. When you get all your stuff, as critical as getting the gear is to being a baby, and the next best thing is somebody to take care of you. Because for most real babies, biological babies as they're called, that caretaker role is kind of baked into the gestational birth experience package, right? It comes with the territory. But when you're an adult baby, it's not a guarantee.
You're so just what? A lock without a key. No one,
exactly.
A baby with no one to take care of you.
Yeah, and what's that adult baby and or slash diaper lover to do? That they're looking for is called a caregiver, which is just somebody who comes and changes their diaper and does all that kind of stuff, partakes in the role play as that authority figure. Caregiver's a little bit softer, but if you wanted another adult to indulge in your like more sensual role playing, you could get someone like a mommy dom or a daddy dom, which kind of tiptoes into like littles and stuff, and it's just very upsetting.
Okay, question. Is there a demographic thing at play here? Because immediately when I think, oh, mommy dom or daddy dom, I'm like, thinking that the daddies are a little bit harder to come by.
Well, it turns out they're all hard to come by because nobody
shocker.
Wants to take care of changing people all the time.
So I don't even want to do it for my baby, let alone a partner.
A grown-up person. Yeah. So how are you supposed to find one? So I went on to something called adisc.com, which is the adult baby diaper lover incontinent support community.com.
Wait, I'm going to stop you there. Incontinent support group. Are they literally looping in sexual fetishism with people who legitimately have incontinence medical issues?
A little bit. It's a little bit because they wear the diapers, right? So it's a little bit of like, oh, I'm going to talk about diapers. I'm going to talk about my plastic pants, my rubber pants. But also, as we'll come to later, we'll learn that there's a little bit more to like the incontinent side.
Okay. I'm getting ahead of you. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all in here. It's all the good things to come. But I went to that forum to find out advice on how one finds a caregiver, right? And according to somebody named Matthew, first and foremost, get on social media and websites like Facebook and Twitter. And there's some large online communities. So you can go out there and kind of troll around for a caregiver to give your little bottom a wipe. And like try to find and get to know people online and people who are in your area, and maybe you'll find a caregiver that way. If you find someone in your local community and you click with them, it's, you know, go in trying to meet people, but then be open to the opportunity
to get your bottom wiped.
Yeah, don't just go in and start asking everybody who says they're a mommy or a daddy or a caregiver, but like, oh, will you be my mommy? Because that comes off desperate and mommy will reject you.
So there's some typical dating rules that do follow the pattern.
Yeah, like or mommy or daddy, just because the mommies or the daddies or the caregivers, they're the unicorns, right? They are the bi women to this threesome looking folks. That's what everybody wants. Who doesn't want a mommy to take care of them? But nobody wants to be a mommy in that sense.
You want to be lulled into the mommy experience. You want to be like, you want to be my mommy? You'd be like, yeah, it's cool. We're going to click. It's going to be great. We're going to have some fun. You have to develop the relationship. You've got to wow them. And then you have to casually let your freak flag fly. You can't lead with the crazy.
No. Because what you're describing is another system recommended by Boba Fetish, who says that he, all of his caregivers were converted vanillas.
So these are people that
these are people that he has met outside the community. And you just kind of reel them in under the guise of a romantic relationship. And once they're just invested enough, you come out of the nursery, to steal a phrase, and you kind of rope them into your weird bedroom deal.
Not in a million fucking years.
Oh, it gets worse. That is like at least a romantic partner. Somebody named Peter Lake suggested turning to Craigslist to advertise for a daytime nanny. And then once you have those legitimate caretakers like on the hook, slowly start feeding them more details and see if anybody will bite.
Do you pay them still? Like, is that still the arrangement? Because you have to pay into the nannies. That's extra low.
Peter, like, you are a bad, bad baby.
You're a bad baby.
Baby, yeah. And I hope that if you listen to that, that doesn't turn you on, but it might. As we get into. But caregivers are hard to find. And if you're a lonely baby living in a lonely world, or whatever the line was, I looked it up. Don't stop believing. You're in luck, because there is actually a community out there. It's reported that 9% of Yahoo groups devoted to fetishes dealt with adult babies, which apparently is a higher relation compared to other fetishes and kinks. So that's like a quality percentage, almost 1 out of 10. And I'm sure there's millions. But where do you find them? Outside of the Yahoo groups, there's the sites that I mentioned already, aegis.org, which has a very active forum. I checked. When I pulled it up, there was multiple posts made within 15 minutes or sooner.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of adult babies out there messaging away. And also, of course, there's a subreddit for it, which I spent some time on reading around.
Who wouldn't want to creep on that shit? I'm going to go look it up as soon as we're done here.
Oh, of course, okay. I want to see these fucking freaks. Laura, you're prepared.
Oh, yeah. It's my closet fetish. I'm taking care of babies, but I also want to be a baby in my side.
Well, actually, that, to be fair, that doesn't sound like the worst thing. If you're like Laura and I and want to be a baby, you can meet other babies at in-person events. These meetups could be a smaller regional level, or they have like huge, large-scale ones that include kind of like the first ever baby weeks that were held in San Francisco as far back as the 1980s.
What a shit show. Literally, what a shit show. A convention of people wearing diapers.
You'll find out it's not as bad as you think it is. They have rules. There's rules and regulations. But the first kind of instances that hinted at the popularity of diapers being involved in sex play happened in 1970 when the editors of Fetish Times, they did a survey of their readers to find out what was the most popular kinks. And they were shocked to find that the second most popular after BDSM was infantilism. And they didn't even know what it was. They like had to research it. So after that, I like kind of spiraled. I read this huge long history on a website, and there was all these newsletters and meetups, and they really had to work to find each other. And when they did, magic happened in their diapers.
It's just like with the fanfic episode, like the hardcore nerds, you had to really work back in the day to find a community. We throw around that word all willy-nilly nowadays. Back then, man.
Yeah.
Hard-earned. You were even freaking out the weirdos on fetish whatever.
Fetish Times.
Yeah, Fetish Times.
They're like, ugh. People have been doing this a long time, right? But what does being an adult baby entail? Truly, what goes on in those diapers? So when it comes to being an adult baby and or a diaper lover, the diaper is really at the center, even for the adult babies. They enjoy the smells of diapering. They love the feeling of fullness of the diaper and the warmth on their body, how the diapers look on them, and even the crinkling sounds it makes.
When I was pregnant with Charlotte, and you know, you buy diapers to prepare, and I was like, I fucking hate this smell. The smell of even just a clean diaper.
Oh, I like it.
I hate it. It was visceral. Like, I hate this.
It reminds me of babies, and I love babies.
Well, apparently a lot of other people do in more ways than one.
Yes. So that diaper feel is what they like, and they use it as part of their play. But some will go further to wear the diapers outside of play in public, just kind of the thrill of wearing them out and about. Or some are exclusive diaper wearers, which seems insane to me. But according to a survey of folks on an online ABDL, adult baby diaper lover, community, about half have worn diapers 24/7 and liked it or were like excited about the idea of wearing diapers around the clock.
I mean, I guess I understand that. We don't choose what revs our engine. We don't choose it. So you kind of have to take things into your own hands. So I'm going to try to back off judging on that one.
Yeah. They wear their diapers, man. Then they do it all the time. And so really look at people's butts because most of them think that they're well concealed. But some of them are like, yeah, if you looked at me hard enough, you could tell I was wearing a diaper. Some people even wear them to work. There could be a diaper lover in your office right now if you're listening to this at work. But
I feel like you could smell it, but that's just me.
Well, you'll see because what they do in the diapers is as varied as the folks who use them. So most adult baby diaper lovers, they enjoy that feeling of the bulk and the warmth in the diaper. So this, of course, relates to wetting the diaper or being in a wet diaper or much less often having somebody else wet your diaper. I don't know how you accomplish that. It seems physically complicated.
Okay. I'm just going to skate past that one.
And okay, so when it comes to that wet diaper, it's pretty common to do it the old-fashioned way, which is urinating into the diaper. But this sometimes takes untraining yourself from those years of using the big boy or girl potty. And that's easier said than done. So many people try to find ways around that. Maybe you don't want to wear a diaper all day to get your diaper as full and soggy as you would like it to be. So then they have to get creative with it. And one of the ways I saw listed on the forums was just like wear your diaper in the shower and take a hot shower, get that diaper nice and full, make it look like that one diaper I accidentally put in the washing machine and I pulled it out and I was like, what the fuck? Get it like that and then it's great. You don't have to wear it. Those are more for the people who are enjoying it just for like the sensual part.
That seems like a lack of commitment. I mean, if you're going to go for it, fucking go for it. You don't take shortcuts to the wet, soggy feeling. You just fucking make it happen.
Well, speaking of commitment, with practice, some people will devote time to it. They can develop easier, more frequent, and less intentional wetting when they wear diapers.
Do you really need to work on it? I feel like I could piss my pants at any given moment. If I were wearing a diaper right now, I feel like I could pee in it, no problem.
Oh, I could absolutely not. We were on a float trip once, and everybody, you know, float trips in the Midwest involves floating down a river. And I was like, I have to pee so bad. And everyone was like, just go in the water. My body could physically not let it go. I had to go into the woods and squat. I could not. My body was like, you are not allowed to soil yourself in your swimsuit.
I have peed in a pool more times than I can count in my lifetime.
In a pool?
No, you're one of those. You're one of those people.
Who's peed in a pool?
You're one of those people.
My potty training is Loctite.
I think this has got to be like a type of person, like a shame type of person. Like
somebody who's a model citizen?
Yeah, exactly. Because when you're in Cancun and there's a fucking swim-up bar, everyone is in that fucking
like
pool.
Rich people problem.
Everybody
I'm
is
not
fucking
in Cancun.
Pissing in that fucking pool. And I don't care what anybody says. And then my husband gets all prissy about it. And he's like, ew, you pee in the pool? I have to go take a shower. I'm like, just because I admitted it doesn't mean this is the first urine to ever touch your skin
in
the pool.
You should be like,
fuck off.
I peed in the shower too.
100% I pee in the shower. Because you know why? It's a goddamn time saver. Okay, we're going to put a fucking poll on the Spotify. Do you pee in the pool? Have you ever peed in the pool? Yes
or
no?
Which is funny. On our mega list of topics, peeing in the pool is on there.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think you put it on there.
There you go. That's clearly top of mind.
5 years ago.
Top of mind.
So yeah, if you have practice, you can kind of untrain yourself to wet your diapers. And adult babies, this is kind of the gold standard because they like the idea of helplessly needing diapers. The survey of the online community found that a good amount of them would choose to be incontinent if they had the choice because it's like arousing. The idea of being helpless or like needing the diapers, not being able to control that.
Oopsies. Yeah. Like, weird.
And that's just the excrement that the community can agree on because adult babies and diaper lovers, they're divided over messing aka defecating into the diapers. And as you were joking about, many of the events specifically exclude messing or prohibit it due to the odor and the fact that many in the community consider cleanup to be unpleasant, even though, don't worry, shaving is very common to make it a little bit easier to clean up a messy diaper.
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that. That is so upsetting. Pubic hair and feces.
All that poo mashed into the pubic hair.
That is very upsetting. Because obviously that's not something you have to contend with. Biological, quote unquote, babies. It's it's all smooth. Ugh. Ah.
Yeah. Ugh. And I was going to say, as somebody who changes diapers daily, if I had the opportunity to have my wards poop in a toilet, I would choose that too. So, like, no, let's not choose to poop in diapers. But for those folks who just can't shake the desire to poo their pants, some of them take medicines. I wasn't going to try to pronounce the names of them. Or, like, active charcoal to reduce the odor to make the pooing in the pants less offensive and or more like a baby. If you don't want to go as far as to, like, ingest things, you can also simulate messing with oatmeal and or bananas in your pants.
So they shove that in their diaper to feel like they have shit themselves, but they have, oh, wow. I feel like for some reason that's even weirder than doing it yourself. I don't know why, but it just seems like an extra level to take. That's very odd. Very odd.
Well, some might say a lot of this is odd. That's why we're talking about it. And so now that we've talked about your diapers, where you get them, what they look like, and what you do in them, what do you do while wearing those messy diapers? So many of the adult baby diaper lovers engage in role play. It involves acting like a baby, crawling, crying, and more often than not, it involves getting into that regressed headspace, which a lot of the people in the community really enjoy this specific aspect, as they say it is like a less stressful state of mind, helps them forget about the stresses of life, and allows the inner self to come out.
Oh, fucking shocker. I mean, who hasn't, like, had a day where you're, like, you're sitting there at work and reading emails and you're just like, God damn it! You just want to, like, lay on the floor and, like, kick your legs around. Like, who hasn't had that that inclination at some point?
And they will even call that in the community, like, regression therapy. That's what I saw it on several of the, like, the websites that I was at. And it's not always necessarily sexual. There are some adult babies who just want to make believe that they're a baby.
Yeah, who hasn't had a moment like that? Like I said, in the middle of the day that I'm like, can someone bring me cookies and like hug me and stroke my hair and tell me it'll all be okay? Yeah, and then like maybe give me a fidget toy to play with. I mean, that's pretty universal. If you can't relate to that, I don't even know you.
But now you get to bring that magic to somebody else. But as much as we'd like to leave it at that note, we cannot address the topic without the lover component of diaper lovers. As a central part of this community is that they find diapers sexually arousing. But what does diaper sex look like? Because I had no idea. So I decided to dive in to a manual online that I found.
That's wise. Save your eyeballs.
I'm not fucking watching that. Well, definitely not partaking, but I'm not watching that. It was on a website called understandinginfantilism.com. And they had a how-to section. And I was like, thank you. Because I had been researching this for hours and I still was not sure.
Honestly, that part never even occurred to me. I just think of like, oh, the act turns you on and like being in the diaper and then I guess you just take it off later, but maybe not.
And especially the change turn into, well, don't worry. I know. That sounds horrible. Okay.
Yeah.
So how you get your jollies off with diapers? It all starts with foreplay. Like all good sex should, I imagine.
Different definition.
Yes, because foreplay to the babies, the adult babies, includes things like being changed by someone else or someone else controlling when they can get changed. They may also like having their diapers checked to see if they need a change. Just like a lot of things to reinforce the fact that they're wearing diapers.
That extra weirds me out because I can't remember how many times in a day that I'd be like, are you poopy? And like squeezing her crotch to be like, are you puffy? Yeah, yep, you're puffy.
Like, yeah, checking the fuel, like peeking inside.
Oh, yeah. And then be like, I just got shit on the tip of my fingers. Mm, yeah, and, that's how
it'd be.
That's it.
Now just to pretend it's banana or oatmeal. No, that's what makes this extra upsetting is the fact that it's very closely linked to like this part of our lives that's wrapped in innocence.
And yes, because like when Amelia's got a big puppy diaper, I'm like, oh, big peepees. And I say, I love it when you call me big peepee. That's what we say when I take her to the diaper change table because she's got a big old puffy peepee diaper, and making that a sex thing is super fucking weird. I don't like it.
Crushes your soul a little bit, but we haven't even gotten to the sex part yet. Once you're good and ready, you can dive into the actual act itself, and that's typically involves some form of masturbation because a lot of these people do it by themselves. But that's either a hand or a vibrator or rubbing the outside of a worn diaper on an object, or if you're lucky enough, a partner, which the website was like, aka dry humping. Like,
It's not really dry.
It's wet. Squishy humping. Soggy humping.
So the diaper never comes off. They're just doing it themselves.
Yes, in the diaper. Yeah.
Okay. I guess this is maybe what I imagined when you say diaper sex. This is, I guess, what I was thinking. Because you don't really think about it too hard. Well, I assume
another person was there, first of all. My mistake. That should have been obvious.
Yeah, that nobody else was interested. But this tracks with the thing of like, okay, if the diaper turned you on, then I guess you kind of just get it done.
Like, you're like having sex with the diaper as opposed to another person.
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning of what this sexual play could look like. Because a part of being the baby isn't just the diaper, but it's also the enjoyment of handing over control to somebody else. And you can achieve this in a variety of ways. Some of it's by yourself. Like, some people will do self-bondage, or they'll use laxatives to achieve that, oh, I can't control my bowels, I'm just a little baby.
Yeah, it feels more like, oopsie, as opposed to like, I gotta really focus to get this done.
Yeah, that's what they like. And if you're lucky and you've found a mommy or a daddy dom, your options have expanded. Because spanking is the most popular means of domination that's used within the baby community, but it's not like specifically baby themed. Which another thing that they found out in those surveys of people in the community is that people who are inclined to baby play are also likely to be involved in a different kind of like domination that's not necessarily baby. So baby's like one of the colors in their crayon box that they'll bring out in color with.
Some more BDSM kind of flavored things. I mean, spanking is very popular in terms of like fetish, you know, kinks, turn-ons.
Yeah.
Would they consider that to be baby play?
No. That's just one of the things you can do whilst being a baby. It's one of the things that's like adjacent to it.
Got it. Okay.
Because other child-themed things that are more specific to baby play, they include timeouts, corner time, scolding, wearing a child harness, and swaddling.
I don't even...
There's one more layer of hell to get through, and then we'll be done with this part. Because if you're not like a purist and you don't want to deal with just like the baby themed elements, you can really get wild here. One of the things I saw was a diaper lock. So this locks the diaper onto the wearer, which you can either set the lock by duration of a timer. So if you're by yourself, you can like lock a diaper on you for like 24 hours that you physically cannot take the diaper off. Looks like a little chastity belt. Or if you have a mommy, daddy, dom, they can lock it on you and make you wear that soiled diaper for as long as they want you to.
Oh, man. What has gone on in your own childhood that has regressed you to this point?
Led you to that point. Yes. Because it's the idea of being in a soiled diaper. It's the idea that, like, somebody else is controlling.
You're being neglected.
It's the humiliation of sitting there in a dirty diaper.
I think the neglect as well of, like, no, you're going to have to suffer. You're going to have to do this. Like, that, ugh, this makes me sad on a lot of levels.
Hey, but they like it. They're participating willingly. A lot of people within this community, they like the idea of leaking and, like, overflowing their diapers. So some of them like wetting their pants or wetting the bed. And it just, the overflowing of the diaper kind of fits into that.
Woof.
Yummy, right? But then it gets even worse. Okay, this is the top layer.
Worse. Oh, God.
Yeah, and so because you mix that power play and there's, like, that interest in BDSM, you get some crossover of, like, the equipment and things that you use, and that's where I saw the binky ball gag, and it made me question so many things about being alive and a human. That's the worst thing I saw in all this research. It beats the chastity belt locked diaper, but that was rough. It was essentially, you know, a ball gag, but instead of the ball... was a binky, and it was like you strap it into their mouth, and
yeah, again, I just can't, like, what has happened to you in your life to lead you to this point? It can't be anything good.
Well, that's what we're actually going to talk about next, because this last bit that we're going to get into is looking into the minds of these adult babies and these diaper lovers.
No, and no, I don't want to. It's scary. I don't want to see it.
It's more sad than it is scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Truly. To get into it, we first have to understand who these babies are, because they're not these big old babies, they're adults. And in that study of adult babies and diaper lovers, they found folks on a website to participate, and they found that 93% of the sample was male.
Shocker.
Yeah, well, that's actually true across all paraphilia. And the majority of these men were also heterosexual, to the tune of 2/3. But
yeah,
of
they want
that,
a woman to take care of them. Shocker.
Really breaking some new ground here. but of that sliver of women, only 1/3 of those women were straight. So you get more kind of like open-mindedness of the ladies who are involved in this baby lifestyle.
And we've talked about that before, right? About, like, if you kind of, like, swing differently, you're more open to other kinky things.
Of these people, the males, on average, first came interested in adult baby diaper lovers at the age of 11. That's when it kind of first resonated in their mind. And they started practicing at the age of 13, on average, compared to women or girls who started at age 12, so very comparable. Notice this is both around the age of, like, sexual awakening and puberty. Yep. Mm-hmm. But the females didn't quite go for it until they were a little bit older, more like 16.
That seems even creepier. I don't know why.
While this seems very distressing to us, those who are involved don't think so, which almost 90% of the men and over 90% of the women said that their adult baby diaper lover lifestyle has not caused them any significant problems or mental distress.
Yeah, because they haven't told anyone about it. Or their lack of self-awareness. Yeah,
there's
shame.
I'm
sorry, I went very quickly from I was trying to defend to bleh! Sorry, guys.
So as we know, the interest in diapers emerges at a young age. But where does it come from? So 50% of the folks sampled claimed that their appearance of these fantasies were linked to actual event. And here is what they said caused it. Three kind of sources of origin.
Oh, God. Buckle in. I'm ready. All right. I'm stealing myself.
Don't worry. That's very, like, high level. First, they will say the body. 50% of the adult babies surveyed said that there was a physiological event that sparked their interest. And this is basically, like, lack of bladder or sphincter control. They peed themselves or they pooed their pants.
They did it on accident.
Yes. And then they were like, okay. But this is a trend across the board. So while folks won't credit it as what caused it, 40% of the total population that they surveyed, or respondents that they surveyed, declared that they were affected or have been affected by loss of control or urine or stools. So even if they didn't say it caused it, they still have had problems, most likely bedwetting is kind of the main one in their past.
So it was something that they genuinely couldn't control. It was something that happened frequently. And then they kind of made a decision to be on board with it, I guess.
Well, that's one take. So another is that behavioralists have hypothesized that this wetting the bed, wetting their pants during childhood was associated with negative parent reactions. Like you wake up in the morning, your kid's bed's wet for the nth time. You're like, you gotta get your shit together. So it has created these negative experiences and feelings for the child, the shame and all that stuff. So by wearing diapers, they are decreasing that parent reaction because they're not wetting the bed. They're not getting the scolding or the yelling at. And that has created this sense of safety or protection that reinforces the association that these folks have with the behaviors and the positive state of mind that comes with wearing diapers.
And then cross that with budding puberty, waking up with morning wood, and you can see how the two can get mushed together. Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. And I mean, when you add in shame, and these people are practicing other kinds of play with that, so they may be more predisposed to it. So it just all kind of plays together, like you said, and it's all happening at the right time. But again, this isn't all pure physical. We're not lizards anymore. There's that higher brain that's tied into it, which makes everything more complicated. So the brain is another reason. What's going on in our minds is going to be linked to why they're involved in this. So 1/3 of the group surveyed cited a psychological event for what started their interest. And that could be loss of a parent, lack of attention from parents, physical or psychological abuse, humiliating experiences. You can fill in everything else that could go wrong in childhood, right?
Trauma.
Yes. Again, it's about seeking that safety and comfort. And that's shown in the fact that nearly half of those surveyed declared that, in general, being an adult baby or participating in these behaviors are influenced by special circumstances, which is when they are feeling more stress.
They revert. Basically, you're regressing in times of high stress.
Yes, they are using this play as a way to find protection and safety to escape the real world. And they need it because these groups are found to be more depressive and anxious than the average, which, shit, I'd be anxious too if I was sitting in a filthy diaper not knowing when my mommy dom was coming to unlock it. That's an anxiety-inducing situation.
You knew it was sad, like inherently when you hear about it, but then this really nails it home. Something is wrong.
Yes. And so even the bedwetting is a physical manifestation of something else going on psychologically.
Yeah.
And we looked at the psychological, but there's going to be those things don't just occur randomly. They're caused by external factors. So that's kind of the third piece here, which are those relationships, specifically parental relationships. And could they be the underlying cause here?
Yes.
How much of this do you need research for? And how much of this can you just be like, gut.
You feel it in your gut. Yeah.
Right. Because in particular, this survey looked to see if those who were involved had more negative recollections of their parents. Like, did they feel rejected and just have like more of that negative feelings in general compared to us normies, vanilla, as they would call us. So the data showed that the subjects had directly linked the beginning of their interest in diapers and being an adult baby to these factors, including separation from parents, abandonment, lack of affection, or neglect. Going further, the study asked the participants to recall their parents, and in these recollections, they found that the relationships were characterized by a lack of love and the presence of hostility and aggression, and even rejection.
This is extra sad because it's like they're reclaiming this feeling,
but in a sexy way.
Yeah, but some kind of control, some kind of ownership. They're recasting these behaviors as a kink rather than a deep emotional hole that needs to be filled. That's extra sad. Ah, fucking the human brain. It's so fucked up. You take the worst thing in your life and then you connect it to sexual arousal. What the fuck is wrong with the brain?
Yeah.
Maybe like, it's a survival mechanism. I don't know.
Ugh. Yeah. You're just like, well, I guess this is what I like now. Otherwise, yeah. I will be killed.
Exactly. like, or I'm going to kill myself, or like, so, yeah, it's got to be a protection mechanism of some kind. Woof.
Luckily, that's not for us to decide anymore. We let go of that part of the podcast.
True. I can't help it. I'm sorry. I'm reaching for it.
I'm just delivering the facts. And so this theory is kind of supported by the sense that those tendencies for depression and anxiety, those are also linked back to childhood rejection. And this is outside of the survey because the scientific evidence shows that individuals who felt rejected during childhood, it makes it harder for them to have relationships and connect with people, which is why you see so many of these adult babies doing their activities on their own.
Well, of course they have to do them alone.
Well, yeah, that's a no-brainer. So while those in the community often have additional mental health issues, the sexual attraction to diapers is not one of them, as mainstream psychology considers it to be an atypical sexual interest as opposed to a true paraphilic disorder, which paraphilia is different than a paraphilic disorder. And the APA states that most people with an atypical sexual interest do not have a mental disorder. But in this case, probably.
Yeah.
Let's slap that into the DSM-5.
It's the kind of thing, it's this thing where they have to tread very lightly, right? In terms of,
well, right, because being a lot of our modern sensibility disorder.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, we are trying to hedge our bets and fall on the right side of history, but and sometimes you gotta put the line in the sand.
It is lonely if you're just masturbating into a diaper all the time. So, like,
oh God.
Maybe if you can find some kind of acceptance, you could find an adult companion who you don't expect to take care of you.
But not with diapers.
These two ladies.
I got enough diapers to change. And even in 20 years, I'm not interested.
Okay, I know. There's lots to talk about, lots to unpack. But here's the big question that I'm sure has been racking your brain from the get-go. All of this sex, all of this baby stuff, I know you are just itching to know, are these people pedophiles?
I'm glad you brought it up because it has been boiling in the back of the brain. It's just like all this connection with sex and children, specifically really small children. It's very, very upsetting. Just the correlation, it can't be healthy, right?
I'm not going to lie. I feel like it is, too. This whole thing had me eebie-jeebies because, like we talked about, we're in the trenches. We're doing this stuff every day. We live the diaper lifestyle and not in a fun, sexy way.
Community way, but in the...
Yeah, down at my hand. Way. And I'm like, is that poop? What? How long has that been on there? It made me really uncomfortable, too. But according to the experts, adult babies and diaper lovers are not to be confused or conflated with pedophilia. The reasoning is that adult babies are only participating in sexual roleplay, either by themselves or with consenting adult partners. People with this fetish, they're not attracted to children, right? That's kind of their saving grace, is like they don't want to bang children.
I want to be the baby.
I'm the child, right? They're like, can a 2-year-old take care of me? No, I'm not interested. So they merely imagine and role play themselves as a child. Then they use it as a tool to increase that power differentiation and like have that power place. If you say that these folks are pedophiles, then are you saying that everybody who's done a teacher-student role play is, you know, committing statutory rape? Or anybody who's done secretary and boss, is that harassment? And in fact, going back to the psychology components, the self-aware diaper lover, they will accept their sexuality and recognize its possible roots in that trauma, that infantile trauma. And as a result, they will have a tendency to be even more protective of kids.
Well, that's good. I think we should all strive to be self-aware, whether that's self-aware humans or self-aware diaper lovers. We should all strive
diaper
to be self-aware
humans.
You know what I mean.
But, baby humans.
Baby
adult humans with dubious sexual interest.
I think that does track because they're not looking to be the predator. They're looking to be
preyed upon.
So that tracks in terms of you shouldn't be worried with them around your children. But I mean, maybe a little worried, but like,
like they're gonna steal your kid's clothes or something.
Maybe. But it's all just a lot to unpack and
try to wrap your head around. Right. Yeah. This ended up being a lot more than I thought it was going to be. And at the end of the day, I really, really, really wanted to feel for these folks and come around to them as much as I did to furries. Because throw back to that furry episode, I was in it with them at the end. Do you? But I just cannot get there with the diaper lovers. I mean, like, if being a baby helps them handle the experiences they had in life, more power to you. But I just feel like you should maybe channel this energy elsewhere. Doing something else that can make your life a little bit more productive. But I guess if you only throw in a diaper every couple months by yourself, is that really that big of a deal?
Yeah, if every couple months you throw on a diaper and piss yourself and gives you a little bit of jollies, I don't think that is such a big deal because you probably wouldn't be a part of the ABDL community and like on posts and looking for caregivers and this whole rigmarole, you know what I mean? It would just be kind of something you keep to yourself. You know, deep in your shame closet, like the rest of us. You know, we've all got that thing that we keep in our shame closet but we don't talk to people about.
But if you're like, oh, I like to wear soiled diapers, and I like that because this one time when I was 3, I remember my mom didn't change me for 48 hours and I was left at home by myself. Yes, that is actually probably a sign to get mental help. But anyways, it doesn't matter what we think. We're just two nobodies on the internet. We want to know what you all think. And you can let us know your thoughts by reaching out to us on social media. We don't post a ton, but you can contact us. We always respond. Or you can email us at rude@impolitesocietypodcast.com to let us know your thoughts around the world of adult diaper lovers. Or let us know if you're a part of it. We got a weird message from a guy who liked his belly button fondled. So, you know, if you have a diaper, we're not going to judge you too hard. Too much harder than we did in the episode.
We're just going to encourage you to get therapy. But more importantly, let us know. Is your potty training so ingrained that you can't pee in the pool? Let us know.
And team, no pee in pool. Civilized. Civilized. Civilized.
And if you like the episode and you want to help us out, leave a rating. Leave a review on wherever you get your pods. And most importantly, guys, share this episode with a friend, with your weird-minded, possibly not potty trained friend. And most importantly, y'all, stay curious, you fucking weirdos, and keep marching to the beat of your own drum.
Don't forget to change your diapers because diaper act is serious.
What if you had done real research for this episode and you had bought some adult diapers and pissed in it and then told us about it?
Literally, I could not. I would have a raging UTI right now because I would not have peed.